Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, also known as Big Pod Energy. And today I'm coming at you with my 11 players to trade right now before week 7. Now, let's get to those trades. Wide receiver Michael Gallup, Dallas Cowboys, rest of season rank wide receiver 50. Players like Michael Gallup are the reason why air yards exist. Cowboys wide receiver posted a team-high 33% air yard share, nearly 100 air yards in week 6. But he caught just 2 passes on 7 targets. But with Dak Prescott coming back and back-to-back juicy matchups versus the Lions and Bears up next, Gallup is due to blow up. 23% target share over the last 2 weeks, trade for him on the cheap. Heck, he might even be on waiver wire still. Regardless, you can move on to someone like George Pickens, Darnell Mooney, or DJ Moore for Gallup, I'd imagine. You could also acquire Gallup plus this veteran wide receiver, Brandon Cooks, Houston Texans, rest of season rank, wide receiver 30. You should be selling Cooks, because the gap is closing between him and Nico Collins. In the Texans' last 4 games, Collins has more receiving yards than Cooks, 61.5 yards per game versus 38.5 yards per game. Collins is also dominating the high-value targets downfield with a 40% air yard share, and each saw 6 targets in Week 5. Sell high while Cooks maintains his perceived status as the clear-cut number one wide receiver in Houston, because there could be a major effort to feature the younger Collins fresh off the bye week. Trading for Devin Singletary on his bye week or taking a flyer on Kareem Hunt would be my approach, but ideally I'm putting Cooks plus to get the easiest buy-low running back in all of fantasy football, Travis Etienne Jr., Jacksonville Jaguars, rest of season rank RB20. Etienne rushed 10 times for 86 yards, and James Robinson rushed 12 times for 54 yards in week 6, but Etienne was more efficient. He saw more targets, 2 versus 1, played more snaps, and ran more routes. As the second-year back continues to see more playing time and look explosive with the ball in his hands, the breakout game is impending. He's the leader of the backfield in snaps, yards, targets, and routes run over the last 3 weeks. He's also nearly doubling Robinson's fantasy production. Buy low now while you still can. He's currently PFF's 5th highest graded rusher this season. And per Fantasy Pros strength of schedule tool, the Jaguars have the number one easiest schedule remaining for running backs. I'd gladly trade any wide receiver like Christian Kirk, Devontae Smith, or running backs like Edwards-Helaire, AJ Dillon to get my hands on the Jags RB1. I'd also try desperately to sell high off Daryl Henderson for Etienne. Running back Daryl Henderson, Los Angeles Rams, rest of season rank RB30. Henderson led the Rams backfield with 12 carries for 43 rushes in week 6, adding 2 catches for 9 yards on 3 targets. He also scored a rushing touchdown. But Malcolm Brown was somewhat also involved, earning 7 carries for 15 yards, 1 catch for 13 yards. And Henderson didn't play every snap, 71% snap share, so the role wasn't as good as it was in week 1. With the Rams a candidate to make a move at running back in lieu of the Cam Akers situation, I'd sell high on Henderson to someone that thinks he will be the clear-cut RB1 for the rest of the season. Not to mention, after the bye week, the Rams face the 49ers and Buccaneers' top-tier run defenses. Rookie Kyron Williams may also return after being placed on IR to start the season. Give me Devin Singletary, Tony Pollard with 2 cake matchups coming up, or Rashad Bateman for Henderson, or even this rookie wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. Wide receiver Romeo Dobbs, Green Bay Packers, rest of season rank wide receiver 38. Alan Lazard, 4 for 76 and a touchdown on 9 targets, and Romeo Dobbs, 4 for 21, no touchdowns on 9 targets, were heavily involved after Randall Cobb was carted off the field with an ankle injury in week 6. Both Lazard and Dobbs ran a route on 96% of dropbacks, but the former continues to be the favorite in the red zone from Aaron Rodgers. Lazard also saw 162 air yards to Dobbs' 113. But considering Dobbs' 20% target share over his last four games, he is the buy low based on his usage and matchup in Week 7, the Washington Commanders. Dobbs is also just one of five wide receivers that saw multiple deep targets in Week 6 that failed to catch any. That won't happen 2 weeks in a row with the volume he is seeing from Aaron Rodgers. I'd happily sell off Raheem Mostert, or this wide receiver coming off a massive two-touchdown performance in Week 6, Brandon Ayuk. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, 49ers, rest season rank, wide receiver 40. Ayuk, George Kittle, and Deebo Samuel all saw 10-plus targets and at least 79 receiving yards on 41 of Jimmy Garoppolo's pass attempts in Week 6. Ayuk was the most productive with 2 touchdowns, 83 yards, 8 receptions, while running around on 93% of dropbacks. But all that glitters is not 49ers gold, because Garoppolo has attempted 40 passes at the 49ers just 5 times prior to Week 6. This is a spike in passing volume is not what the 49ers want to do on offense. So I'd be looking to sell high on Ayuk. However, be aware that Ayuk's value could further increase ahead of a potential shootout versus the Kansas City Chiefs, so maybe wait one more week to trade him. The 49ers defense is banged up, so they could theoretically be in more shootouts until they get 100% healthy. Still, I don't mind cashing out for a solid return such as a Seahawks wide receiver, Rashad Bateman, or a different package deal. Would love to move Ayuk plus for this next wide receiver trade target, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Lions, rest of the season rank, wide receiver 8. Amon-Ra St. Brown was on a pitch count, 32% snap share in Week 5, which resulted in just 4 catches for 18 yards on 6 targets. Josh Reynolds took advantage, commanding 10 targets, 6 catches, and 92 receiving yards while playing all the snaps. But it shouldn't be ignored that when ASB was running routes, Jared Goff was peppering his number one wideout. 38% target rate per route run, 6 percentage points higher than his target rate entering Week 5. Buy him while he's coming off the bye week. He'll be healthy and will help you towards a playoff run. He owns a 28% target share in his 4 healthy games played this season, a top 10 mark among all players. If I can trade Aaron Jones, Mike Evans, Deebo Samuel, or Mike Williams for ASB, I'll do it in a heartbeat. And if I could package this next wide receiver for St. Brown, I would be ecstatic. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, Kansas City Chiefs, rest season rank, wide receiver 37. Despite seeing just 5 targets, 14% target share, 11% target rate per route run, Juju Smith-Schuster posted 113 receiving yards and 1 touchdown, long catch and run on 5 catches in Week 6. Sell high. Juju has seen just an 18% target share this season, same as Robbie Anderson and Romeo Doubs. Sell him for Tony Pollard, Rondell Moore, or Devin Singletary. But don't sell him for this running back, Ezekiel Elliott. Running back Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas Cowboys, rest season rank, RB 31. The ground game for Dallas was alive in Week 6. Ezekiel Elliott carried the rock 13 times for 81 yards and 1 touchdown, but he had 1 target. The yardage is nice, but the lack of receiving continues to be a major problem. He has just 1 game with more than 1 catch and 0 with more than 2 targets, as is Tony Pollard, who totaled 13 touches, which was good for a 50% opportunity share split with Zeke in Week 6. Sell high on Zeke after the primetime showing with Dak Prescott making his return in a plus matchup for Dallas against the Lions in Week 7. That optimism should create trade suitors for Elliott. Move him for a certified bell cow Devin Singletary, Rashad Bateman, or one of my favorite buy low candidates that I already talked about, Travis Etienne. Running back Joe Mixon, Cincinnati Bengals, rest season rank, RB 7. Time is now to buy low on Joe Mixon. He only had 8 carries in Week 5, his lowest output of the season, just 13 touches overall, but he still posted a 76% opportunity share and a 72% snap share. And I think even though the Bengals' victory came at the expense of Mixon's volume, I don't think that spells doom. The team shifted to more shotgun, and that led to a high-octane passing attack. But Mixon's efficiency on the ground has increased. 5.6 yards per attempt the last 2 weeks, while he's maintained a role in the passing game with 4 targets per game over that same time frame. Mixon's rushing EPA ranks 4th since Week 5. His rushing EPA ranked dead last from Week 1 through 4. And quarterback Joe Burrow himself said the team had found its identity in their road win, which foreshadows a heavy shotgun approach and therefore a more efficient Mixon for the rest of the season. If you can get someone who's only concerned about Mixon's carry total, I'd be a buyer. A juicy schedule is approaching, featuring the Falcons, Browns, and Carolina Panthers. I'd easily trade Aaron Jones, Deebo Samuel, or my number one sell-high running back, Dalvin Cook. Running back Dalvin Cook, Minnesota Vikings, rest season rank, RB 8. Cook totaled just 13 carries in Week 6, but was a complete non-factor in the first half. Just 5 carries for 9 yards. But he ripped off a 53-yard touchdown to save fantasy managers. Alexander Mattison had just 1 carry and 0 targets. But it's worth mentioning, Mattison was on the injury report, which probably influenced his 13% snap share and boosted Cook's to 87%. Cook caught just 1 pass on 1 target. He ran a route on less than 50% of dropbacks. His receiving usage continues to leave fantasy managers wanting more. He had 93% opportunity share in this game and didn't have that much to show for it. Time is now to sell high on Dalvin Cook.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.